What's up, guys? It's A100 Savage, and today we are talking about 6ix9ine and WAC 100. Now, this is something we got to talk about, okay? So this is something I never would have seen coming, and I mean, just the build up to it honestly showed me that it was actually going to be. And I mean, if you just looked at what WAC 100 was doing and the types of things he was saying before he even went there, you could just tell that this was going to happen. It was just crazy. It's crazy just to see that. Let's get into it, though. So Academics has now put a podcast out, a true podcast, in his first episode that he got to put out, which he pulled out and said, you know what, we're going to do a 6ix9ine. Well, WAC 100 already said he wanted to sit down with him anyways. So let's go ahead and put WAC 100 and 6ix9ine in the same room. Now, normally, had this just been like a rumor that it was going to happen, I would have been like, oh, bro, that ain't going to go well. Then you realize that it's a 3-hour podcast on Spotify exclusive that he ended up posting 2 or 3 days later on YouTube. But if you wanted to hear it that day, then you had to go to that Spotify link that he clicked in his bio. So let me just get right into it. It was 3 hours long. Now, if it was entertaining, completely entertaining, you'll make it through. If it's just like, oh, well, I don't want to hear that, you're not going to make it through or even close to it. I ended up making it through, honestly. It was pretty entertaining. The only thing I'm going to say about it is 6ix9ine, literally, anytime he wants to push a point across, he literally does the same thing. He yells and screams and tries to make points. And some of them do connect and some of them make sense. And a lot of it, I get it. I get what you're saying. But at the same time, it kind of like becomes a reach. Now, you're talking to a grown man. When it comes down to WAC 100, he's a little bit older. And obviously, he's not going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm just going along with the program. He has his own agenda to talk about. And 3 hours of back and forth, and ultimately the only point that they were truly trying to get across, WAC 100 was trying to say, hey, you're not a gangster. You are a regular dude. You are a civilian, just like Academics. Now, if you would have been hanging with them a little longer and been in the game with them a little longer, then yeah, I feel like, yeah, you would have probably been in some gangster shit and you would have been able to be a gangster, period. I get it. And you got 6ix9ine trying to argue the point where he's been arguing the same point since he's got released is, hey, well, if these guys did this to you, these guys did that to you, would you snitch on them? You would do the same. Why would you want to take a 40-year bid for someone who literally did all this to you? You have all these rules and all these regulations of being a hood street nigga, and all of a sudden they violate damn near every rule, and I can't violate one rule. My one rule is not, well, technically broke 2 rules. It'd be loyalty, 3 rules, principle, and then snitching. You're not supposed to do either 3 of them. Well, they did it first. And he was like, yo, well, I don't consider you to be a rat or a snitch because that's what a civilian would do. If I'm going to be around Academics, and Academics and I go out and rob a bank, I don't expect him to keep it solid. It was basically the conversation between them. And he's like, so anybody doing any type of craziness should not be doing any type of breaking the law with you because, yes, if this happened again, you would snitch him out 100%. It would not be a surprise. And that's what you would do because you're a civilian. So I feel like, yes, that's what we would do. And 6ix9ine honestly doesn't like the answer because he wants to prove to WAC 100 that he is a true gangster at heart. And gangster means that you take care of your people, you do what you're supposed to do. And that's not being called responsible, but that's gangster. I'm a gangster. Now, I can understand where he's coming from when he says that because I have heard someone tell me that. I say, yo, being gangster is a thing. You be a gangster, this is gangster to do this, it's gangster to do that. If you're a gangster, like a gang member, That means you're affiliated with a hood or somewhere that you have to abide by street code, no matter if they make sense to you or not. And his thing was like, well, kids, don't be dumb. Don't do this. Don't do that. Because if you do, then, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. He's like, yeah, and I don't encourage no one to be no gangster. And I get it. I get it. I get it. Obviously, it was 3 hours worth of two people trying to come to an agreement on whatever it was. And at the end, you find out what it was really for. He was trying to get him to fight Blueface. And he was like, wow, he ain't got enough money. Like, if you can get me $20 million, no less, not 15, not 10, $20 million, I'll fight him right now. I'll get in the ring right now. For anything, bro, think about it. $20 million, bro, I don't care who I'm fighting besides Mike Tyson. I will go up in there. But Mike Tyson would need like $2 or $3 billion to do that. Because I don't feel like that's something I'd want to go do. As I said, if you truly want to know what's going on, you truly want to check it out, you want to go see what it is, at least listen to the first 30 minutes of it and just know that that's how the whole rest of it goes. Pretty much a few different details, but pretty much from beginning to end. Make sure you follow me. Let me try it again. Make sure you follow the broadcast, the podcast, my cast. Share it with a friend. And I'm out. Peace.